the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out. Or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Thin Mints from Perfect Plant Hemp Co.
Each episode, we will be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it. Every time, because I know what we're going to talk about, and I'm like, oh God, here we go. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023.
Welcome to 2023. That sounds so weird to say, but also not. It's like, I guess we're here.
I know. Another year goes by.
Another year. Oh, man. It kind of went fast. I feel like.
Yeah.
They all do.
They all do.
But.
Especially the older I get, I feel like it just goes faster.
I know.
Wild.
Trying to live in the present to extend the quickness of the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes if you live in the present, you get it.
Yeah.
Just living in the present, sometimes I feel like, you know how you can talk to someone and it's been hours, but it feels like 5 minutes? I feel like that's because you're living in the present when you're talking to that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, time is just weird.
Time is weird.
Whatever. That's not what we're talking about today.
That's just a check dot.
Well, happy 2023.
Happy 2023.
Onwards and upwards, always.
Yes.
I think this is going to be a good one. I feel it. I feel that for everyone. I feel that for the collective. That we've had a couple, like, comeback years, you know, getting back on in the swing of things.
Speaking of getting in the swing of things.
Oh, God.
We decided we are going to do a series.
Oh, in the swing of things. Way to go. Yeah. I was like, I don't know where you're going. Great.
We're doing a series.
We are doing a series. I feel like it will be something worth listening to.
Yeah.
Because it's something we can all relate to.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I'm being so dramatic right now.
You'll definitely get some chuckles.
Oh my gosh. We're talking about dating.
Dating. Ugh.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. It just, you know, it needed to happen. We had to talk about this.
We had to. It's been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah. Let us just gather our thoughts on where do we fucking start.
And since there is so much to talk about dating and relationships, we are making this a series. And so this one is going to be part one.
Part one. We're just going to get it out there. I mean, obviously, we had to start with dating in Nashville.
Dating Nashville. Dating in a new city. Dating as a young adult.
Dating in a new city. Dating as a young adult. Yeah, all those things. Because it's a time period of your life, you know?
Hell yeah, it is.
And
everyone has such different... Everyone's, like, having very similar experiences and also different experience. And I feel like we've had
a time.
We definitely have had a time.
Yeah. And it was funny talking about it because obviously we kind of had to have a recollection. We moved here in 2018. Mm-hmm. So since then, you've gotten married. I've dated some people, you know?
Yeah.
So dating people.
And I was single when I moved here and I definitely dated around the pond.
Which is really crazy because it was only 6 months.
More like eight.
8 months?
Before you met
producer Luke.
Ugh.
That's, ugh. Oh my gosh. Expect the expected.
Correct.
Can't get mushy. Yeah, but it was, this city is just small, or at least it felt way small back then.
Yeah.
Because we all hang out in the same spots, we all run into the same people, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We're all just, like, out partying, doing the crazy thing, or going to Broadway and meeting strangers or whatever, but...
You've done it all.
I mean, we've done it all. I guess... Do you want to start on how... It's really interesting because talking about similar experiences, but different... What'd you say? You put it better.
What? Oh, that we have... Like, we're all having very similar experiences, but also different experiences.
Right. That. Because... Which is fucking crazy, because we're here, you and I together,
oh
right?
Oh, God, yeah.
In this house, in Nashville, and, like, not the reason we moved here, but just kind of that big pivot point where that just, like, shoots off your fucking trajectory, and you have no idea. What's coming?
No.
You know what I mean? And I hate it. I hate the question because I run around it, and we're going to be honest in this podcast because that's what we do. Or whatever.
Who we are.
But the question that everybody asks is, oh... Why Nashville? Why'd you move to Nashville? And you always,
How did you end up here?
How did you end up in Nashville from New Mexico? I'm like, you know, I always say, oh, change of scenery. Yeah, a change of scenery. Okay. because expect the expected.
Mm-hmm.
The pivot point
mm-hmm.
was a... Boy! Damn it! Was a boy.
Gross.
Plus we got it out there.
Oh, it's true.
It's true. We hate to say it.
But if we're being honest. All knew it. You already knew it.
You knew what was coming. What brought you to Nashville? A boy. From Gross. New Mexico to Nashville. God!
Left everything I knew.
Oh, but, like, okay, to be fair, and that's why I don't lie to people, I didn't move here for a boy. I did not.
I didn't either.
The reason I came out here
the
first time
to
maybe just check out this area of the United States was because of a boy. Okay, musicians, man, what are you gonna do? It just... Tale as old as time. Oh my god. So, we didn't move here for a boy. We moved here because of circumstances that started with a boy. You want to go first?
You want me to go first? Well, as you all know.
Yeah,
because
mine's embarrassing.
Mine's embarrassing.
It's all embarrassing.
Okay, so you guys all know the story. If you listen to episode 1 or 2, where we talk about our first night in Nashville, and if you haven't listened to it, you definitely have to go listen to it. But I was road tripping across the United States during spring break to go,
oh my gosh,
this guy that was in the Army,
always.
Of course, but like, we were on and off for like a really long time, yeah. But that's how I ended up going through Nashville the first time. He was in Virginia. Harp was in Nashville. We had the time of our life, and the rest is fucking history. I was like, I guess I'll move there. And so, but yeah, it all started with Mr. Guy that I had met when I lived in Las Cruces, and he went to training in Virginia, and that was a whole mess. But that's how I got here.
Damn.
It's crazy. And we met those bachelor guys that first night and had a crazy night. Got striptease, man in the mirror.
Man in the mirror. Man, that is burned in my mind forever.
Ever.
God, that's funny as fuck.
And that was our first experience together. I mean, you had experiences here before I got here, but I mean, that's how I ended up here, and that's how
I really sold you Nashville, huh? I was good. I'm
fuck. I'm guess a good
saleswoman, salesperson. yeah, that's so crazy. But isn't that crazy that you are driving across the country?
Yes.
And that's the shit we do, because guess what I did? Right. Drive across the motherfucking country. Okay. Like, I don't know where to start. I just really want to consolidate this.
Yeah, quick version.
Quick version. Long story short, there was this musician. And I thought he was hot and talented, and we somehow, I don't know, we somehow got in contact via the interwebs, and we talked for a little bit, and I was, like, super interested, and I thought he was cool and stuff. Ugh. And so I may have just decided, hey, you need an internship.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Maybe.
Nashville.
Maybe Nashville has some marketing opportunities. You like music.
You sure do.
You like music. You wanna, you know, this is for educational purposes.
Uh-huh.
And life experiences.
Yeah.
And I busted my fucking ass to save up to move to Nashville for the summer. So I applied to recording studios and labels and all the things for any kind of internship. And I heard back from a studio, and it was unpaid, so then I had to find a job here, but I had to save up. So I worked 3 jobs to save up while I was going to school for a semester so that I could move here. And yeah, and so one of my best friends, my longest friends, she is very spontaneous and loves to travel, so she was just like, I'm coming. And we drove my Mustang across the country to Nashville for the first time, and it was wild. It was really fucking cool, actually. And as cringy as, like, it all seems looking back on it, like, that was a really dope summer. And I think that summer in general is why I moved here. But it was definitely to meet up with that boy.
So, yeah, it's interesting that we literally both drove across the country for a boy. Because, I mean, different situations. I mean, I just ended up passing through here, and because of a boy. And that, and you know, he wasn't living here, and that's why I moved here, or anything like that. But it was definitely an experience. And I'm really glad, even though that relationship didn't work out, and some of it was really fucking toxic. Like, it was just really cool that, like, how each step of the way, you just kind of end up, like, if that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't have ended up here. And, like,
I know.
Nothing else would have happened. And that's crazy.
And this whole time, then we wouldn't be talking about dating in Nashville, because
exactly.
We wouldn't have been dating in Nashville. And it's really crazy, because people talk about, like, they shit on the Nashville dating scene, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
It is a fucking mess. Like, I don't know, and it's maybe because there are so many options, but are there not that many options, though?
I don't know. There's, like, so many options, but a lot of people here are just trying to, like, hang out, you know?
Totally.
And so, it's just a different, and some, if that's what you're down to do, and you just want to hang out, because that was how I was when I first moved here. I wasn't looking for anything serious, and, oh my gosh, we have to tell the story about the first guy that I hooked up with in Nashville. So,
was he the first guy?
I think so.
No way.
I hadn't lived here that long. It was like a...
No, it was a like, yeah, it was...
max that had been here. Maybe a few weeks.
Probably like 2 weeks, honestly.
Girl's gotta get it.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know. And so I meet up with this guy. Let me tell this story.
Okay.
Okay. I meet up with this guy. So I was like, hey, you know, me and my roommate are out in Midtown and we're hanging out at Kung Fu, I think is where it was. And so Harp meets these like two little frat boys and she's just dancing in the middle with them. And it was
being crazy.
Being very crazy. And I was like, hey, this guy's going to come and buy us shots. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And so he walks in. He's talking to me, and we're, like, flirting or whatever. And then he's like, oh, where's your roommate? And I was like, oh, she's the one dancing between those frat guys. And he's all, oh, is that, he's all, oh, I know her. And I was like, no, you fucking don't. No, you don't. There's no way. Because let me tell you guys something. So me and Harp weren't, like, besties in college.
But we hung out, okay?
Okay. But we weren't besties in college.
Because
we
Joey was too cool for me. Let's tell it how it is.
That's not how it was.
It is what it is.
But anyway, so we would go out.
Disregards.
We would go out in our college town sometimes, and she would go with us. And she knew would go everybody.
She would go with us because she was not as cool as us.
Go ahead. Fuck. Just, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, go ahead.
So
she would go with us.
We would go out, all of us, including Harp. There you go. Is that better?
Yes.
But she would take off with all these other people she knew. She wouldn't even hang out with us because she was too cool. Speaking of. So, anyways, there was like this joke with our friends back in our college town about Harp knows everybody. So, I'm only 2 weeks in. Nashville is a way bigger city. And this guy says, oh, I know her. No, you fucking don't. There's no way. And then
that was
she
hilarious.
Comes out and she was like, I don't want to say his name, but.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. And she was all, dude? And he was like, Harp. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like,
I remember the look on your face.
I was just
really
like, there's no way. And to come to find out, he had... that friend that you came with here the first time, he had, like, made out with or something, or they kind of,
yeah,
like,
they were talked or whatever. And so I met him the summer I was here with my other roommate.
Scott, thanks, like, for your roommate.
I was like, damn, dude.
Damn, dude. Oh, my God.
You have a thing for my roommates. Yeah, that's funny.
And we hooked up a couple times, but it didn't, like, turn into anything, but he's...
No, but then you would blow him off, and he would reach out to me about you, because boys in this town are crazy. Are boys everywhere crazy? I feel like Nashville's a different level of crazy. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. He's cool, though.
Yeah. I know. It's just...
It's just, like, was so funny, though, during that time. I know. What the fuck? There's no way. The first person. Of course. I should have known. You know everybody. But anyways, that was a fun time. And that was like one of my first experiences with like dating or like hooking up or whatever in Nashville. And
I think mine was the DJ. That was pretty early on, I feel like.
Yeah, that was around the same time for sure.
That was weird because I met this dude. So for some reason, my first time I'm going home after I moved here. So I'm all hyped up because I'm like, I live in Nashville now, bitches.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Like, I have a big girl job and, like, I pay my bills across the country. In Nashville.
With my Kia.
Okay. Everybody shits on the Kia. I love my Kia Soul. Okay. Oh, forever. Man. Sponsor us, Kia Souls. Or Kia, I guess. Just Kia. They probably would be not down to sponsor this kind of behavior. Anyways.
Fair enough.
So I was flying home for the first time. Big dick energy, let me tell you. That's a good way to explain it.
You have big dick energy?
Yeah, going home for the first time after I moved
down
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had big dick energy. So I'm going home, big dick energy. I'm hot shit, right? Fuck y'all, bitches.
Damn.
And so I'm in Phoenix, and I'm at the bar drinking because I live in Nashville, and that's what we do is we drink early as fuck in the morning.
At the airport.
At the airport. It doesn't matter. We get drunk before. Anyways, I straight up almost missed my flight, by the way.
Dumbass.
No shit. They called my name over the speakerphone. I was embarrassed.
They're like,
Pretty Harp. Oh, shit. Well, that's weird. I hate seeing my first name on here. It's weird. It's fine.
Aww.
It's weird because you always make fun of me. Like, Brittany. Because you always call me Harp. But other people in the real world.
That's not your name.
I know.
To me, I didn't know your name was Brittany for like a year.
I know. We just told that story.
No, because we don't say your first name on here.
I know, but whatever. Everybody knows my name.
This is Brittany Harp. Everyone clap.
Look! I'm embarrassed! Anyways, they called my name. Pretty Harp. Over the microphone. I was like, sir, what? I was like, am I going to the principal's office? I'm gonna miss my flight. I'm drunk, by the way. Anyways, so sitting at the bar, talking to the bartender, bullshitting, because I'm so cool. I bullshit with the bartender at airports. So then he's like, where are you from? Where are you flying to? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, Nashville. I'm from Nashville. And this dude next to me is like, I just flew in from Nashville, too. That's probably honestly.
You were like,
I was like, a boy's talking to me because I'm so hot. I had recently, for the record, I had just gotten out of the relationship. When I moved to Nashville, I was in a relationship with a boy I didn't even like because sometimes we do that shit. Dating in your early 20s. Fuck that.
Sometimes you date people you don't like.
Yeah. It's dumb. And I moved to Nashville. Should be single. My first first 4 months, I was in a relationship. So I was recently out of a relationship. It was summertime. And I was like, fuck everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, a boy's talking to me because I'm so hot at the bar. So we started talking. He was going to California or somewhere. He was a DJ in Nashville. And that was that, and I thought he was super hot, so.
And that was that.
And that was that. But the strange thing was, so this is the funny thing, talking about Nashville being a small town, is I ran into him, or I just, at first I had just missed him everywhere. I was like, I just went to B-dubs, but it was busy, so I left. It's like, I'm there. Like, okay, that's fucking weird. And that happened a couple times. And then we met up, and this was like a one-and-done situation of like, a really exciting buildup, and then just fucking bleh, like, you know, yeah. Like real quick.
Yeah, that's like what sucks sometimes is whenever there's such a strong buildup, and then yeah, it's just like one time, I'm like, okay, well.
So we go to Germantown because he's so cool. He's like, come out with me and my friends. I'm like, okay. Trying on a million outfits because of all the buildup, and then. And it was bad early, like, as soon as we fucking got there. What was that corner? Back corner?
Back corner. Back it's corner. Not even there anymore, I don't
it's
think.
It's not?
I don't think so.
No, I think it is, actually, because it...
Is it called something else now?
I don't know. I saw Katie there. Her DJ boyfriend hangs out there, so... Oh. Imagine that. That was only not that long ago, so I guess we're still in the room. But, we got there. It's all clubby. It's all vibey. We're like, fuck yeah. And then I'm like, where's this boy at? And so we go, because he's like, I got a table. And I was like, okay. But then we get to the table, and it's a bunch of these, like, snooty people that don't even,
snooty.
Like, look at us.
We're like, wait.
And we're, like, chilling. Like, I got a Corona. Like, what did you drink?
Probably a Corona.
Imagine. We used to drink Coronas before, you know. That much was not be named. Just kidding.
Before all this stuff happened.
Before all this stuff went
worst,
down.
The worst of times. Oh my god.
The best of times and the worst of times.
That was the worst
of times. My gosh. Anywho, I keep getting off track, but I swear this is a good story. So we get to this booth, right? We get this table. Everybody sucks. And this DJ dude, he's so cool. He goes, hey, we got, what do you say? Something about, like, they got a bottle. We got bottle service. Do you want to go in on Tito's with us? And I'm sitting there, like, you've been building this up for so long. Like, you're so cool and so successful and blah, blah, blah. And you want me to go in on a bottle of Tito's with you? No, sir. I'm an adult. Keep your Tito's and Red Bull. I'm going to go get a shot of whiskey and, like, we're going to fucking get out of here. And we did. We Irish goodbye'd. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we did.
So, like, we just left. Like, we finished our drink and bounced. Because we were just like, this ain't fucking it.
However.
Expect the expected.
Expect. Oh. The night was not over.
Because I was like, nah, fuck this. So we went to Midtown. So then, of course, was that also the same dude that you left with was Dude, right?
Yeah,
was
it not? Dude came and picked me up that night.
I think. Okay. So we're in Midtown. We're fucking partying.
Different day, same dude.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck this, because I, like, was like, this didn't work out, so I'm gonna party. So I did, and we were in Midtown, and that DJ guy was like, yo, where you at? And I was like, Midtown. And he was like, where? And I was like, Kung Fu, or Rebar, or whatever the fuck.
Wherever the fuck
it was. Wherever the fuck it was. But I was being so, like, And then he was like, I really want to see you, I really want to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Come on, bye. I did not play it cool for very long. And so then we went to his house, and it was pretty not that great. And he just thought he was, like, the shit. And then afterwards, we had run it. So that's the thing. Before, I would accidentally almost run into him. We met up. It fucking sucked. And then after that, we would run into him all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And it was dumb. Like, it was not on purpose. And I was like, this is getting fucking weird. Like, Valentine's on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, DJ dude is right behind you. And you're like, ha, 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 you're so funny. No, he's not. And I was like, no, like, dead ass. He's behind you.
Turned around and I was like, this is dumb. This is fucking dumb.
Oh, my gosh. With his new girlfriend.
And so, guess what I did? Take a shot. I did not deal with
rejection. I did take a shot.
I did not deal with rejection very well back then.
Rejection's hard, dude.
It is hard. And it's like, that's the thing about Nashville, is on to the next. You know what I mean? And so, that's kind of how it was. But
it very much is like that. On to the next.
There's always something.
And I know it's not just here. It's all over. Because our friends that live in other cities say it's the same shit there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they're just like,
the grass is greener, dog. Swipe, swipe, swipe. On to the next. Speaking of swipe, swipe, swipe. Should I talk about some Tinder / Hinge in Nashville? I feel like that is where the golden fucking ticket is.
Oh my God.
If you thought that DJ stuff was good. Yeah. It's not good. It's just so bad. It's just so cringy. The shit we've gone through.
Oh,
and now you're married, so you're good now. But, like, fuck, man. These streets are hard.
I remember. I definitely remember. It's crazy. Remember that one guy that lived at that place that you worked at? And he, I guess, like, whenever I had, like, dating apps, we had matched at one point. But, like, that was it. Like, we didn't talk or anything. And then And then, like, we didn't talk or anything. And then it was ended up being the same guy that you had talked to.
I had talked to him, though, like, from
the
first summer.
Ago.
The first summer. So I've been talking to him for a long time. And then we finally meet up. And he's hanging out on our couch.
And I, like, didn't even remember.
No, of course not.
It was just like when I first moved here and was just doot, 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 swipe, swipe, swipe. Yeah. Of course, because that's what you do when you move to a new city. Swipe, 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 swipe. And so, and yeah, and I didn't know. Like, I was like, oh, this is the guy that she's been talking to or whatever, like, on and off for a while. And then all of a sudden, like, he's on our couch and I didn't know who he was. Like, and then he was like, popped his little head up and was like, what'd you say?
Something, he was just like, oh, we matched on Tinder. Or something about, like, you guys matching on Tinder, and you were like, cool.
cool.
And then he went to your room. And I was like, yeah.
Bye.
And then, like, he was like, what was he doing? He had no game, and it was just, like, cringy. And I was like, get out of my house. But he, like, I remember, like, you know when you, like, commit to a movie, and then you're like, well, I can't kick you out before the movie's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was some shit. But he was like, I'm hot. And I was like, okay. And so he was like, I'm going to take my pants off. And I was like, how about you just take the blanket off? Let's start there. Let's just start there.
Yeah, like, this is the first time we're, like, actually, like, hanging
out. He's like, I'm just going to take my pants off because I'm hot. I'm like, how about we turn the AC up and you take the blanket off of you? That's a good way. He was weird, man.
Yeah, that was a weird one for sure.
Oh, man, the roommates. Oh, man, I wasn't even thinking about the roommates.
What roommates?
At the place that I used to work at. That was a bad deal. I was in love with one of the roommates, and I made out with the other roommate, and I fucked it all up.
That's how it goes sometimes.
And that's really the story.
That's the whole story.
But I loved the other one. I thought he was so cute.
Dude, I know you did.
And I kissed him, too. But just a little, because we both needed to know, you know?
You know, yeah.
And that was that. That was the end of that story.
Quick one for you.
That's a quick one for you. We don't need to go into details.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of, like, dating apps, there was this guy that I matched with, and we'll just call him Shitshow Chase.
Oh, God.
And so, he super likes me on Tinder.
Super duper.
I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. Probably is. I don't know. But he super liked me on Tinder, so I saw it, and I was like, this guy has to be a catfish, because he was, like, a very beautiful human being. I was like, what the heck, you super liked me? And, like, that probably sounds, like, very, like, insecure with me, but I was just like, damn, you know when you see, like, one of the hottest people you've ever seen in your life, and you're just like, what? What? And so, I was, like, really surprised, and so I liked him back, and then he, like, messaged me. Well, anyways, you were at Thanksgiving for, like, with your family in New Mexico, and I had stayed here because I couldn't afford to go back home. So, me and Homeboy, the day before, me and Shitshow Chase, he asked me out the day before Thanksgiving. And so, I had the dogs, and I put them in their kennel because they couldn't be trusted, like, out when they were puppies. And so, you know, all that stuff. And then I go out, and I meet with him. I was only out for, like, a couple hours, maybe. And so, we're, like, vibing, we're drinking, and he, you know, like, kisses me in the car, and he's like, should we go back to your place? And I was like, fuck yeah, we should go back to my place. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I was, like, super pumped about it, and I was like, yes, yes, this is, hell yeah, we're going, we're doing this.
Hell yeah.
I was very excited. And so, oh my gosh, dude, I get back to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks really bad.
Shit.
In the matter of the couple hours that I was gone, one of the dogs proceeded to throw up in her kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one decided to have liquid diarrhea in her kennel.
Mm. Diarrhea? And I have
this, like, one of the hottest people I've ever was about to go down with. And that is the worst predicament. And we're, like, buzzed. We're, like, we're there. You know what I mean? Like, it was gonna be a fun night. So then I had to get them both out of the kennel, put them in the bathtub, and Homeboy's just standing there like, is there anything I could do to help you?
Oh,
I'm, like,
my
washing
gosh.
Them. I'm giving them both baths. I have to clean the shower because, like, yeah, disgusting. And then I have to shower and I have to, like, put them in their kennel. And then it was just a whole thing. But then the night paid off. It was, like, a really good night, but...
But that's a really bad way to start. That's how you know a guy can hang.
Yeah,
but you know a guy who couldn't hang?
After that, he, like, we didn't hang out again. We talked a little bit after that, and I was like, damn. But, you know, some things are just... I mean, sometimes things have to, I guess, be a shit show.
Yeah.
It does not work out.
You know? Yeah, honestly, were you not surprised that he didn't call you back?
No, not really.
Joey, let's be fucking real
so
about this, dude.
Like, that's
let's
the worst thing that could have happened.
Yeah, and so you got mission accomplished, but that wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, no. Fair enough.
You're like, why didn't he call me?
I knew why he did it. I was just like, yeah, dude, he's all, her dog's like shitting and puked in her.
You know, probably, he probably told his friends.
He probably did tell his friends.
He probably told his family at Thanksgiving.
The next day.
He's like, guess what fucking happened to me last night?
We did it again in the morning. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. He had a good time. I had a good time. Minus that. That was not great. But yeah, he probably definitely, that's probably one of his stories. Whatever.
You're not getting out of this one. Because you know who couldn't hang. Speaking of people that couldn't hang.
Stop.
Do you know who I'm going to say? You know who the fuck I'm going to say.
No! That was only a 2-week fling.
That was the longest 2 weeks of my fucking life. I hated that guy.
Oh my gosh.
Jake. There's always a Jake.
You had a Jake too. That was annoying.
Not fuck that Jake. I don't really give a shit. I don't care. Bless you, sir. But like... But, like, that was bad. I cut that off quick, too. That was only 3 months. Dude, like, it was only 2 weeks.
It was
only
the longest, 3 months. Like, 3 months of my life, too.
See?
Mine was 2 weeks.
Your Jake would eat our food all the time.
Well,
okay.
That's why you had to go.
Right. So, we would go get drunken Speedway. We would get Speedway pizza for $5, and it freaking slapped.
Dude, at 4
and it was only $5, okay, but it was... treasured in our household at the time. So this motherfucker ate like half our pizza. There's one slice. You know that person that leaves one slice?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Thanks. Okay. I had one slice earlier. You ate the whole fucking pizza and left one. We'll split it. Joey and I will split it. Thank you. And he would eat my bananas. I don't give a fuck. I'm the kind of person in my house. Mi casa es su casa.
I know, but it
help
was
yourself. But fuck that guy. My pet peeve is... when people get too comfortable too quickly.
Yeah.
In any situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like him.
Fair enough. I didn't like him either. That's why he had to go. He had to go.
You didn't like my Jake either.
No. He would come into our house and I'd be sitting on the couch. The courtesy thing is, hi, Joey. How was your day? How are you? Nice to see you. Okay, bye. Like, he used to have to, like, have a full-blown conversation with me. He wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
he was weird. Yeah, he was fucking weird. It's like, Guns N' Roses, ha 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 ha. I'm like, I don't even like roses that much.
I don't
even
like roses.
I don't even like roses.
Crazy man. Oh.
Yeah. It was really funny because, so after that, I ended up getting into my long-term relationship. And so that's a thing. You were good at this back in the day. You could date multiple people. I am very bad at dating multiple people. And that is two different perspectives. Because I tried dating Dr. Jake. He was in med school, so it was, like, super cool. He was lame. He sucked. And also, that whole winter, the whole time I was dating him, I was sicker than shit. I was so sick the whole winter. Like,
I know,
always.
You were really sick.
And so then I also started dating my long-term boyfriend. Like, because I was like, I'm not committing. I could date both people because that's what people do in cities. And I'm a bad bitch, right? No, I'm not a bad bitch. I can't date more than one person. It stresses me out. It stresses me out because what if I catch feelings for one or the other? And I was like catching feelings for both. And then I made the logical decision and dated Jake, Dr. Jake. And then I was like, nah, this ain't it. So then I went, and like 3 weeks later, a month later, I started seeing who became my long-term boyfriend. Oh, shit. That's so funny. And I remember he was like, he's from Hungary. And he was like, he'd be like, if you're dating a doctor, why were you sick the whole time?
Fair enough.
And I was like, you know what? Yep, fair enough.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
You're dating a doctor. Why are you sick all the time?
Oh, my
God. That is something you would say.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had some, like, good times, but some crazy times, too. Oh, man. We've, like, outside of the dating apps, we have met some guys in person, too, like, out and about. Specifically, we can't end this episode without telling them about Monday night.
Monday night. Monday night. That's what we call it. That's where it lives in my brain, is under Monday night. I have the documentation. That's a thing. That's the thing.
That's a thing.
When we used to go out and party and date back then, and we'll continue with this series of, like, what dating looks like now that we're a little older and more experienced and blah, 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 blah. But, fuck, where was I going? Monday night was where we were going, but, well, I guess let's just skip to that.
Yeah.
Monday night lives rent-free in my head. Oh, that's the thing. I used to document everything back then. And yes. So I have, it's easy for us to remember these two, these memories live, they live on because I have documentation. And it was really fun to, like, look over that before we got into this.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's wrap this bitch up Monday with Monday night. Okay.
So Monday night. So here's the thing about me and Hart back in the day. So I was working in Midtown.
Right.
And she was working at the property.
Right.
And so she sometimes worked weekends. I worked weekends. And so sometimes we would have like random days off. And so a lot of times we would end up going out on like a Monday. And so but this is the thing. We would say we were just going to go to dinner. No,
every
me and
time.
This bitch do not every ever time. Just go out to go to dinner. Like, it doesn't happen. And so, we were eating out, and basically, like, we got a call from one of your old roommate, right?
Yeah, my old roommate who bartended, and it was at a bar, like, right across the street. We were in East. So, we went over there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a shot. We probably had a drink or two.
Yeah, a couple.
Maybe. Likely. And we looked cute because we were like, we're gonna go to dinner and get cute, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're gonna have a cute little roommate date and then casually go across the street and have a couple drinks. Well, a couple drinks turned into a shot, turned into let's just like cruise down Broadway.
Yeah, let's just see
what it's like on a Monday.
Yeah, let's just pass by. Well, of course, we didn't just fucking pass by.
So we did drive by and then we're like, well, let's park. Let's just park. By Old Red, which we never went to Old Red at the time.
Mm-mm.
But we went there. The band was popping, you know, probably playing some... Morgan Wallen wasn't even around back then.
No.
That's weird to think of.
I know.
Probably playing some...
They played Backstreet Boys. I remember that. Or no, it was NSYNC. It was NSYNC.
One of the two.
One of the two.
Potato, potato. Okay, so we took a shot. Jack Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Took a fruity shot, probably a Vegas bomb. We used to drink Vegas bombs back then.
Oh, I can't. Peach Schnapps.
Yeah, so then I'm texting my friend who is a bouncer at Whiskey Row.
Mm-hmm.
He is off, but they're on the second floor. We're like, fuck yeah, Whiskey Row on a Monday night, second floor, let's go. They always had a good DJ.
Yeah.
It was not the DJ I dated.
Not. Different DJ.
Yeah, because the guy on the second floor was good. So...
Yes.
Take that, bitch. Anyways, for real, though, the guy, it's okay. So I remember when we got there, it wasn't very busy.
Uh-uh.
It wasn't very busy. And I'm just going to set that in the middle so we can share because, you know, I'm crazy.
Because we're best friends.
Because we're best friends. And I do specifically remember there was a Christmas party with... It was just like an office Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
But we met up with our friends who were already fucking wasted. And they were in one of the tables. And so we're partying with them. And they, like, were buying drinks and doing all the crazy things. Because mm-hmm. those motherfuckers worked on Broadway. And they made money. So
yeah,
let the boys pay. and it started getting busier. But I remember, like, we would just go talk to people. So, like, we were talking to some of the guys from the Christmas party. Because that was the only options, you know.
Yeah.
And those girls were getting fucking pissed. So mad. And I was just like, what the fuck's your deal, dude? Like,
I know.
Fuck.
Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah. I'm like, obviously they want to talk, so, like, let them.
Yeah.
But they were being so petty and dumb, and I was just like, okay, you office bitch. Like, nah.
Seriously, though.
But then, like, we were just going back and forth, and then somehow it got busier is what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just got, like, busy.
Yeah, but I don't really know how you met the dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, like, sitting there in the booth, and, like, he came up to me, and he just started talking to me. And so then he was like, oh, can I get you another drink? And then we went to the bar, and then we just started making out.
Yeah, and then I ran into you.
Yeah.
And I, like, that's the thing. We would never cockblock each other, literally ever.
Ever.
I would just say, okay, bye, and then I would go do my thing, or vice versa, or whatever.
Yeah, it was, like... always that. If you were getting hit on by somebody or I was getting hit on somebody, we would just be like, do your thing, girl.
Yeah, there was
never... I ain't even mad.
Do your thing, baby.
But if it was like a guy that was, you know what I mean? Like, nope, then
we would bail. We were good. And we would just read the room. Yeah. You know, we were just like, is it time to go? Yeah. Well, I could tell when it was not time to go, and it was time for me to scurry. So I probably talked to those Christmas boys, because, you know, I loved stirring the pot back then with those Broadway bitches. So I probably went over and talked to the Christmas guys. They were probably pissed. But I ran into this dude. He was hot. He was hot.
Yeah.
And I had just been talking about how I had never had sex in my car.
Yeah, we had just been talking about that.
And so this dude, super hot. We start talking. Any hoosers, we make out. And I remember walking by you with holding his hand while you were still at the bar and we were going towards the bathroom because for some reason, I said, fuck it. Let's pull this dude in the bathroom and make out in the stall. That's privacy, right?
Yeah.
That's some fucking privacy. Well, we're in there. We're making out. And then you come in.
I knocked on your shelf because I was, that guy's like, let's get out of here. And I was like, let's get out of here. Yeah. And so, and that's not something I did all the time, but.
No. We like never, yeah. Like, and we didn't go out like that. Like, we did, but we typically like just went home together. Or like.
Yeah. We normally would go home together.
You know what I mean? But sometimes it'd be like it.
Yeah. That. Even if we were like making out with guys or like getting hit off.
That's what we
would
do.
Most of the time we still would go home with each other.
We would just make out and. Not we would make out.
Yeah, no.
But we would just make out with whatever dude, and then we would bounce.
Yeah.
And it was fun, but sometimes there were those nights. So, any hoosers, I'm making out with this dude in the stall.
Yeah, and
Joey
comes knocking. Because I'm like, I gotta tell her I'm leaving. I can't just, like, be her, like, looking for me. And, of course, expect the expected. We always went out, and our phones were almost dead. That was dumb. And so, I knock on this stall, and I'm just like, harp. She's like, what? And I was like, hey. I'm leaving, and I poked my head in there, and I see the guy, and he's like, oh, hey, good job, like, you know, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna go, and I was just like, use a condom, be safe, have a good night, and I left with that guy.
Yeah.
To our apartment, and you went with that guy.
Yeah, so, but as I'm leaving,
mm-hmm.
as we're leaving, so there's, mind you, there is a girl throwing up her brains out at, like, three stalls down, so I'm like, we should probably get out of here.
Yeah.
And, like, we walk out, and there's that fucking bitch from the office party. And she's like, of course it was you in there. Oh, and I was like, this dude's hot as fuck, and I'm like, I cannot be bothered. When I'm drinking, I don't give a fuck about, like, I'm just like,
yeah.
I have the most confidence. Of any person, it's bad. But I'm like, I look at her and I'm like, maybe if your friend, like, maybe you should worry about, like, your friend who can't handle her fucking alcohol. And she was talking about, she, like, literally said, you're trying to steal our guys. And I was like, well, maybe if you weren't such a, I'm not gonna say it because it's a bad word.
A C word.
A C word. If you weren't such a...
C word rhymes with punt.
C word runt. Then maybe those boys would be talking to you instead of wanting to talk to us or something like that. Like, yeah. I just said, I, like, popped the fuck off. And it was one of those, like, one-liners, like, that was so just, like, there that I was like, fuck you. And then I stormed off and I was like, and scene. Like, fuck you.
And scene.
So, yeah, then I went home and, I didn't go home.
She had sex in her car
for I had sex in my car for the first time. And it was great. I mean, it was awkward as car sex is, but.
Yeah.
But he was hot. But I do remember specifically, and that's why I was like, fuck yeah, this night is sprinkled with fairy dust. Because we were walking up to my car, and he goes, so, like, when was the last time you were tested? And I was like, whatever, like, it was recent. And he was like, I was tested, blah, 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 so, like, I'm good if you're good, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow. That's really...
What a man, dude.
Like, thank you for letting me know that this is safe and comfortable to do. And then we went and had sex in my car. And it was great. And that was Monday night, baby. Like,
that
we
was
just...
Monday night.
We did it. We did it the best. That was a good time. But that was a
good time. We've had a lot of crazy times in Nashville in dating, and we're going to continue on this series about all of the things, but we just thought we'd lay it all out
there. Yeah, that's really the first level one of dating in Nashville in your early 20s. That's what it looked like when we first moved here. I've dated a little bit since mm-hmm. then. You dated your husband. Mm-hmm. Bleh. No offense, Luke. I'm just kidding.
We love Luke.
But yeah, I'm excited to talk about what it looks like, what it has looked like recently, mm-hmm. more recently, what it looks like now, and all the things.
All the things.
We'd be out here dating and shit. God, man, it's bad. There's more cringy stories to come, don't you worry.
Yeah, don't you worry.
But stay tuned. We're excited for this year with you. We're excited to continue putting out some stuff you want to listen to.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Look at our merch. We got some funny shit on there, honestly. So check it out.
And more is to come, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Bye. See you next time.